This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hello, I am Mariela. I am 26 years old. I'm from Peru. I am architect.
Mariela, do you know what a regret is?
Regret? Yes. No.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
A regret is, it's usually something I did in the past that if I could change it now, I would change it, okay? And today we're going to find out a little bit more about regrets and about how to express regrets. But I want to start off today by playing you two short audio clips. And both of the people you're about to hear have regrets. And as you listen, see if you can hear what their regrets are.
Okay. As I moved around to different places and a lot of my friends moved around, people's emails kept changing, so I found it very hard to keep in touch. I really regret losing touch with some of my good friends.
I lived in London for the first 30 years of my life, and I regret not moving abroad as many of my friends did, even for a year or two. It would have been good fun.
She regretted losing touch with friends.
Very good, yes. She regrets losing touch with some of her good friends. If you lose touch with someone, it means that you lose contact with them.
Ah, okay.
And sometimes it happens by accident. You lose touch with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
How about Mark?
He regret not moving abroad.
Yeah, that's right. He said that I really regret not moving abroad. Well, let's go over now to our language expert, Catherine, and she's going to talk a little bit more about regrets.
Hi, Mariela. Hina lost touch with her friends, and now she regrets it. Mark didn't move abroad, and he regrets that too. When we want to talk about past regrets, we can use a regret as a verb. If we want to use a second verb, it must be an ing form. Listen to Hina.
I really regret losing touch with some of my good friends.
The first verb is regret, and the second verb is losing. It takes ing. Listen again.
I really regret losing touch with some of my good friends.
If we regret something that didn't happen, we put not before the ing verb. Here's Mark.
I regret not moving abroad as many of my friends did, even for a year or two.
Of course, you don't have to use a second verb with ing after regret. You could use a noun instead. You could just say what happened and then say something like, I regret that situation, or I regret that, or just I regret it.
When I first went to university, I was quite young, and I don't think I put in as much work as I should have done, and I kind of regret it now.
So, that's regret with an ing verb, regret with not and an ing verb, or regret with a noun. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, Mariela, did you understand what Catherine was saying?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you a sentence, and I want you to say the regret using regret with a verb plus ing, okay? And for those of you that are listening at home, don't forget that you can do the grammar challenge with Mariela. Okay, let's start. Andrew missed his train this morning, and he was late for a meeting.
Andrew regrets missing your train.
His train.
His train.
Okay, great. You got the grammar, though, haven't you? Andrew regrets missing his train.
Andrew regrets missing his train.
Yeah. When she went out this morning, she didn't take her umbrella, and it started to rain.
She regrets not going out.
When she went out this morning, she didn't take her umbrella. So the verb you're listening out for is take. When she went out this morning, she didn't take her umbrella, and it started to rain.
She regrets not taking an umbrella.
Good.
Taking umbrella.
Yeah. Good. She regrets not taking her umbrella.
Not taking umbrella.
Okay, you did really, really well. And I know that this grammar was new for you today. So well done. Normally, I would say that I hope what you've practiced has been useful to you. But today, I hope that you don't have to talk about regrets too much in the future.
BBCLearningEnglish.com